Hello there, Neil here. This is one of those things that we do during the summer where we catch up with the people who support other teams. What are they looking for? What did they think of the season as a whole? What are they expecting from the summer? What are the hopes for next season? The people who do this with us on the Friday show and on the Coach Home, it's very, very good of them to give the time up in the way in which they do, and it is immensely appreciated at the Anfield Wrap. It's worth remembering that most of what they actually do does tend to stay the side of the paywall, wherein the supporters of the clubs that they support will obviously find it difficult to hear unless they were to choose to download the Anfield Wrap and use the tokens to get on. But they support us, and it really is appreciated on a regular basis that these people do that. Just want to make that clear before we start. So this first one, we've got Jordan Jarrett-Bryan talking about Arsenal. We've got Rich Hobbs talking about Wolverhampton Wanderers. And we've got Billy Grant talking about Brentford Football Club. All of that is to come. Hopefully, it's not gone out of date yet. Wolves have done their best. Ruben Neves, looking like he's making the unlikely move to Saudi Arabia, might well have put where me and Rich were up to on a little bit of a funny one. There was a little bit of echo on Rich as well, but I'm sure Andy will have sorted that out. But anyway, here's Jordan, here's Rich, and here's Billy, back to back.
Joined by Jordan Jarrett-Bryan to talk about Arsenal. A season that over-delivered, but by the end of it, it might not have felt that way, Jordan. And that's the oddity of this. You know, I think if I'd have said to you, it's this many points before a ball was kicked, it's a solid second place with a big gap to third before a ball was kicked, I think you'd have said that looks absolutely fantastic. The problem is by the end of it, it doesn't quite feel as though it was what you wanted and you ultimately got Man City'd.
We did. We were almost third by the end of it. We were looking over our shoulder for a couple of weeks thinking, oh, Newcastle are going to catch us, but they didn't. Overall, Neil, it was a brilliant season. It reminded me a lot about just why we watch football. And I don't want to kind of get into all kind of platitudes and cliches and get all kind of cheesy here, but I'm very much of the mindset, there's a debate around what is the point of football and what is sport about. It's about winning and losing. And it's like, in its purest form, of course, sport is competition. It's about first and everyone else is a loser. I get that. But I think if you're a fan, especially if you're an athlete, it's black and white. I get it. But if you're a fan like we are, for me, it's more than just winning and losing. It's about remembering the goals, the bits of skill, the times when you thought you were going to lose on, the times when you thought you were going to win and you're not. It's the journey, it's the moments. And I am getting a bit cheesy now, but that is what it was. And for the first time, Neil, in a long, long time, I enjoyed watching my football team play, and not for like two or three games, for months. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, it was a pleasure to watch my football team play. So in the end, we were Man City, as you say. Nobody knows more about that than you. It's funny because when you're looking on the outside in, other teams going toe-to-toe with City, it's fun. But when it's you going toe-to-toe with them, it's not fun at all. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So overall, disappointing end, of course. But I think when you step back and think, why am I paying my money to watch Arsenal Football Club? They genuinely delivered last season, for sure.